Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michael's Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Steelers owner Art Rooney II spoke Wednesday for the first time since Mike Tomlin stepped down as head coach. Rooney said he wasn't shocked by Tomlin's decision, but was expecting to talk about running it back next season when they met on Tuesday. Rooney said they will not put a time frame on their search for a new head coach, but he expects it will take weeks. He also noted that strong leadership is one of the more important qualities that they will look for. Elsewhere, 49ers linebacker Fred Warner was back at practice Wednesday. He's been out since week six with a broken ankle. He still has hurdles to clear before making a return this postseason, but Warner said they're taking it day by day. And receiver Adam Thielen announced he's retiring from the NFL. Thielen played for the Vikings, Panthers, and Steelers in his 13-year career and was a two-time Pro Bowler. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you could put your sports IQ to work on the games you know best. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. Buy or sell your predictions all game long. Trade every play with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Discover Restaurant Month at Cello Restaurant and Bar, located at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Savor a thoughtfully crafted prefix menu showcasing locally sourced ingredients, including local lamb, house-made pasta, and seasonal produce, prepared with Italian inspiration. Each course is complemented by optional wine pairings, thoughtfully selected to enhance flavor. Restaurant Month starts in January from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Cello Restaurant and Bar, where cuisine meets purpose.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Pass Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Pass Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Robles City Council votes to not pursue term limits. Councilmember Chris Beal responds to accusations of treason for social media post. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 36 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. In the November 2025 meeting, Mayor Pro Tem Gregory requested a discussion for term limits for Pass Robles City Council members. That discussion was brought forward last night for the meeting, and City Manager Chris Hewitt presented council with options to applying term limits, such as their length, their cooling off period, which offices they would apply to, and how partial terms and appointments would apply. Council received comments both in favor of and against limits. Here's former Councilwoman Sharon Roden with her public comment.
My concern is we have two things working against us, three things. We're a relatively small town. We have districts, and you don't earn a huge salary being on the council. So somebody who's working full time and wants to do a good job on the council is almost prohibitive. I understand the reason for term limits, I think, of Willie Brown, and just couldn't get rid of him, and they passed term limits in order to do so. But they found problems within that. You have inexperience coming in to an experienced staff.
Council agreed that there are some merits to term limits, but members Chris Bausch and Fred Strong argued that the city's elections effectively serve its term limits. The council voted unanimously to take no further action. Councilwoman Chris Beal responds to accusations of treason for a social media post. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KVRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. In last night's City Council meeting, Councilwoman Chris Beal responded to accusations regarding her social media post made late last month. As ICE agents were reportedly seen in Paso Robles and some citizens protested their presence, Beal wrote on social media, quote, "I'm so proud of all of the volunteers and caring neighbors. If you hear the horns, whistles, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness." Beal was accused of treason during public comment in last night's meeting for her post. Here are some pieces of her response.
I do not support or encourage interfering with law enforcement. The online piece that spurred the outrage misrepresented my position in its headline, and it buried my actual words at the end of the article. To bear witness means to observe firsthand, to provide testimony. I learned that morning that there was possible federal immigration enforcement in town. As an elected, I have a responsibility to know what's happening firsthand. The situation came and went without escalation and without incident. Others who were observing from a distance were also impressed by the Paso PD response. This is the value of bearing witness. First-hand truth tellers are key for developing public trust. I want everyone to also understand that this misleading piece, unsurprisingly, provoked an ugly and dangerous response. I've been called the most vile names a woman can be called. I've been accused of treason by local business owners, and others continue to stir the pot, even though they knew that I did not say what I was accused of saying. This is dangerous, and it should not be tolerated in our civic discourse.
The city of Paso Robles announced they'll begin street improvements to West Side neighborhoods starting the week of January 19th. The first phase will be complete in early February. Construction will include concrete improvements at Maple and Pacific, followed by 8th and Olive, 9th and Olive, and then drainage issues addressed on the north side of 13th Street between Vine and Spring. Traffic control signs and no parking signs will be placed throughout areas of construction. The Paso Robles Police Department announced there will be a DUI checkpoint held within city limits on Friday, February 13th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoint locations are chosen based off data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. The purpose is to promote public safety by taking suspected impaired drivers off the road. Driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Some over-the-counter drugs and medication may interfere with driving. and driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal. Paul Flores' petition to review his conviction has been denied by the California Supreme Court. District Attorney Dan Dow announced this in a release yesterday afternoon, saying that Flores appealed his 2022 conviction to the Second District Court of Appeal. In October 2025, the Court of Appeal issued a written opinion that affirmed the 2022 conviction, the DA's office says. The jury was held in Monterey County Superior Court due to a defense motion to change the venue from San Luis Obispo County. The city of Atascadero invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for its outdoor skate area. This will take place Friday, January 16th at 4:30 p.m., 5493 Traffic Way. A-Town Park offers 7,000 square feet of outdoor skating areas and 8,000 square feet of indoor space. The area has received a vibrant facelift with exterior paint upgrades and new improvements to enhance the experience for skateboarders and scooter riders, creating a more inclusive and versatile space for riders of all skill levels. The city of Atascadero invites the community to join them for the celebration tomorrow, with refreshments available. In sports for the NFL, playoffs continue this weekend. On Friday, KPRO will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, we'll have the Texans and Patriots in the morning, then the Rams and Bears in the afternoon at 3:15. In the NBA, yesterday the Kings beat the Knicks 112-101, the Clippers over the Wizards 119-105, the Nuggets beat the Mavericks 118-109. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Hornets, the Warriors will go against the Knicks, the Jazz will face the Mavericks, the Thunder will go against the Rockets. In California news, in a 2-1 ruling, a three-judge panel ruled that the map approved by voters through Proposition 50 will be allowed in the 2026 election. State Republicans and the U.S. Justice Department sought to block the map from being used, saying that it violated California's constitution. They also say they plan to appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. The artificial intelligence chatbot Grok has had one of its most controversial features blocked in several countries around the world, led first by the state of California announcing its investigation. The feature, known as Spicy Mode, allowed users to ask the chatbot to generate sexually explicit photos and content, oftentimes using it on images of women and sometimes young girls. Louisiana has attempted to extradite a doctor in California accused of mailing abortion pills. Governor Gavin Newsom said, quote, "We will not allow extremist politicians from other states to reach into California and try to punish doctors based on allegations that they provided reproductive health services." Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Soil core sampling is the most widely used and reliable form of soil testing. But is it always the most accurate for all types of measurements? Pulling soil out of the ground, after all, can disturb the very environment farmers are trying to measure. Bruce Moeller, CEO of AquaSpy, says in-ground monitoring offers a clearer view of what's really happening below the surface.
When you drop a core sample, you've disturbed that entire environment. So when you're trying to measure the NO3, the nitrates in my soil, do I have 18 or 22 or 6 or 59 parts per million? When you do a core sample and you've drawn down a foot or 2 feet down, you've disturbed all of that. You've mixed it all together. And those ions are mobile. They're moving all over the place. So you're going to get a rough approximation of what's down there at the time, but you've disturbed that time. If you could take a slice of air that included the pollutants and the nitrogen and the oxygen and dog hairs or whatever else you might be breathing in underground, you only can do it by a core sample or and then look at it in the lab, or you have to have sensors down there in situ that stay.
Moeller said continuous monitoring can offer better accuracy for a variety of soil measurements.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News.
So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Nighter Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A silhouette of a cattle rancher practicing with a lasso at sunset, captured by the rancher's sister Joel Nathan of Butte County, was awarded first place in the 44th annual California Farm Bureau Photo Contest. Agriculture is an art that has been refined by multiple generations. Just as this particular loop my brother was throwing has been refined by hours of practice, Nathan said. The photo contest seeks to celebrate the family traditions that make California's farms and ranches unique and to bring attention to the unseen work that fuels the state's agriculture. It's a reminder that there are real hands and hard work behind the grapes that eventually end up in your glass of wine, said Michelle Foster of San Luis Obispo County, whose photo of wine grape harvest in front of Rolling Hills was awarded second place. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Nighter Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route on Nacimiento Lake Drive near San Marcos Road. The incident was first reported at about 7:30 this morning. CHP says that an air ops is en route. Again, a traffic collision with an ambulance en route, an air ops specifically is en route to a traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive near San Marcos Road. The incident was first reported at about 7:30 this morning. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company in Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy this weekend, continuing into Monday through Thursday next week. Low 70 Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Upper 60s on Wednesday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. Johns in Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at K-John's. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric, call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are getting a boost from upbeat earnings. Taiwan Semiconductor, a key supplier of chips for artificial intelligence, is rallying after reporting a record quarter and revealing plans for a fourth manufacturing facility in Arizona. Also, the White House says it will exempt imported chips for supply chains from new 25% tariffs. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley reported earnings that topped forecasts. Both stocks have been gaining. New claims for unemployment benefits declined last week to 198,000. It's a sign companies are still backing away from massive layoffs. And merger news. Boston Scientific is buying Penumbra of Alameda, California. It makes devices to treat various cardiac conditions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance, not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K. John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K. John's designs in the coming year.
For all your blueprinting needs, it's the Blueprinter. Construction drawings and blueprints, they've got it all. They also specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners. Bring all your winery and brewing printing needs and more to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. Open weekdays 5:30 to 8:30. From 8:30 to 5.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We've all experienced failure. Most people use failure as a reason to stop trying. But there are those remarkable few who persist until they end up finding success. Today's story is about a man who personified persistence. His name was Gale Borden. Born in 1801, he and his family went to Texas during its fight for independence from Mexico. Gale founded a newspaper called the Telegraph and Texas Register. It was his paper that coined the phrase, "Remember the Alamo." Mexican General Santa Anna burned Gale's newspaper and threw the press into the river. But Gale's real love was inventing. He invented a locomotive bathhouse so the women of Galveston could have fresh water baths while at the beach. It was a failure. He also invented an amphibious Conestoga wagon. It sank on its maiden voyage. During a yellow fever epidemic, Borden's wife and two children died. He tried to come up with a cooling unit, hoping it would control yellow fever. It failed. In 1849, Gale concocted a meat product that wouldn't spoil called a meat biscuit. It didn't work either. On a voyage home from England, Gale witnessed the death of four children from drinking contaminated milk. He worked for 2 years to come up with a milk product that wouldn't spoil. It took three more years to get it patented. Then the Civil War broke out. The Union Army bought 25,000 quarts of his product per month. Shortly afterward, he was producing that much every day. Later, Gale Borden changed the name of his product to Eagle Brand Condensed Milk. On January 11, 1874, at the age of 72, Gale Borden died. He had written his own epitaph. It reads, "I tried and failed, I tried again and again and succeeded." You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We're here to help.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles, available in brown or white. They also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles City Council discussed potentially imposing term limits in its meeting last night. City Manager Chris Hewitt presented council with options such as term length, cooling off period, which offices they would apply to, and how partial terms and appointments should apply. Council saw merits to term limits, but ultimately voted to take no further action. Paul Flores' petition to review his conviction has been denied by the California Supreme Court. District Attorney Dan Dow announced this in a release yesterday afternoon, saying that Flores appealed his 2022 conviction to the Second District Court of Appeal. The jury was held in Monterey County Superior Court due to a defense motion to change the venue from San Luis Obispo County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Traffic stop in Minneapolis leads to three suspects beating up an ICE agent who then shot an illegal Venezuelan migrant, both in the hospital. That from DHS also leads to yet another violent and wild protest.
President Trump is responding this morning. He warned that he may use the Insurrection Act here in Minnesota.
Fox's Matt Finn, chaos in the Islamic Republic featuring weeks of mass protests.
The White House is watching the events in Iran really hour by hour. The president this morning, according to a Truth Social, that Iran will not be executing those Iranian protesters.
Fox's White House correspondent Aisha Hosni, federal appeals court reverses ruling that set free Mahmoud Khalil from an immigration jail. The government closer to detaining and possibly deporting the Palestinian activist. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come.
As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine on your Thursday. Highs in the mid-70s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, and more sunshine on your Friday with highs again in the mid-70s. Low to mid-70s Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. Upper 60s next Wednesday and Thursday. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:12 a.m., 5:13 p.m., we're at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass. Sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on Josh Friedman. He's been around the world, including Ukraine, and also he knows quite a bit about Venezuela. That he will be the guest this afternoon with Karen and you. Email it to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber, and boy, we need them now, 24-7, same day, they'll be there for you. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
KPRL. KPRL.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
KPRL.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers. Fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of
the Morning Exchange.
All righty. Well, do call back. Let's see here. I got a text on the microwave. Let's see here. Yes, I've had a good piece of meat done in the microwave. A hot dog. Put it in a bun, wrap it in a paper towel, and zap it for 45 seconds. Good. Okay, maybe that's not really meat. I don't care. Hot dogs are awesome. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I want to make some comments about Miss Beal and her performance last night at the city council meeting, which
sure.
I was at.
Sure, go ahead.
And, you know, I this woman is either a liar or so dumb that she can't understand what it was she did. She is gaslighting the public in ways that are just amazing to me. She suggested that her actions, well, she was just innocent. I didn't do anything wrong. I was just asking them to bear witness. No, she was encouraging people who were impeding law enforcement, ICE officers, from carrying out their duties, and they were going after people who obviously have some serious issues with law enforcement or have broken not just the immigration laws, but are probably felons. And she's sitting there in her seat suggesting and telling the people of Pass Robles, oh, I didn't know what I was, I didn't mean anything by that. Does she think people are that stupid? Or is she that stupid?
Well, we had an email regarding that last night, and I listened to her, I'll say, prepped speech that was not from her. Somebody must have written it for her, because you could just tell by the delivery, and she wasn't aware because she was reading it, so there was nothing from the soul or the heart. But one of the things that was asked, you know, again, through the last couple of weeks regarding this is her responsibility as an elected official. We have seen violence against ICE officers around the country, not just in the past couple of weeks, but for quite a few months. Why would she even want to go down that avenue? And the other questions that have been asked, does she want criminals living in her community?
Well, Chris Beale is so either so dumb or so ideological, and I said this last night, that her ideology has gotten in front of her sworn oath. Now, she swore an oath to protect and defend. I don't care what her ideological bent is. She needs to understand she has no business being in that seat. She potentially put people's lives at risk, and she potentially put our law enforcement officers at risk, because our law enforcement had to go down there and settle things down. Because I spoke to the police chief, they had to go down there and intervene there. Now, you know, this is what happens when people use ideology rather than the rule of law. The rule of law is pretty simple. We have immigration laws. We have standards. If they want to go ahead and change that, they don't like it, tell them to go down to the train station and talk to Jimmy Panetta. Tell them to change the rules and change the laws in Washington. Have Congress send it to the president and have him sign it. That's the way it works. You don't create havoc in a community and put people's lives at risk by doing this. And as you said, who is she protecting? The rapists, the murderers, the people who are human trafficking, child trafficking? This is the fact that these people think that they can get it over on the public, which apparently they do, because people aren't as outraged as I am. It's breathtaking to me. You know, Kevin, I sit here and I go, am I living in an alternative universe?
Well, here's something else that was, again, brought up is some people defended her because she was using her personal account. However, she is a representative of the city, and if people, the same people that said that, well, she was using her personal social media account, then why did she, as a city council person, use that seat to bring up the issue?
Well, not just that, but she's a liar. That Facebook page, I looked at it, is used to help promote her in her council position. That's a bunch of BS. Yeah, Chris Beale is a liar. She is, in my opinion, a bold-faced liar. And the people that the Democrat Party, the Democrat Club here in Paso Robles, are a bunch of wackos, and they've been taken over by wackos. This isn't the Democrat Party of Hubert Humphrey or John Kennedy or even Bill Clinton, for that matter. These are far-left, wacky people or are too stupid to understand what they're doing to their own community. And many of these people, I want to remind everybody out there, the people that came up and defended her last night were recently came from Southern California, Northern California, and other places to our community, and they're bringing the crap that they destroyed, the places that they came from, right here to your lovely city of Paso Robles. And if you allow this to continue, you allow Chris Beale to continue her nonsense and her wackadoodle behavior, I guess we get what we deserve.
Mm. Well, how long is her seat left? How much is left on her seat? Do you know?
She's got after 2028. She's got three more years.
Whoa!
That's why I'm saying, people, look, folks. The only way you're going to stop this is to. I was the only one there who pushed back on her. She had her people lined up, and it's probably the Democrat Party. Some of the people in San Luis Obispo who are propping her up, and they're organizing here in Paso Robles. If the Republicans or it's a smart or common sense independents don't get after this and understand, we can't have this here. This has got to stop. We can't tolerate this here. I don't want to create You know, people need to understand, ICE hasn't even started yet. They haven't even really got rolling here in California. You wait till they cut off those resources. You wait till they really start to go full bore in California. Because they're coming. I'm just telling you.
All right. Well, we shall see. Now, I just got a text that said that Chris Peel's seat is up this year.
Well, maybe it is because she had a she ran for a short term because of the rate that but that could be the case. If it is,
but she was,
needs to go.
She was appointed, right?
No, she ran. Remember, it's Linda George and Sharon Roden.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Let's see here. Another text. It says, Chris Peel is a typical awful, a.k.a. affluent white female ultra-liberal. Okay. Well, that's the first I've heard of that. All right. Let's see here. Now, back to some important... Okay. Yeah, the unimportant things. There isn't one single longest microwave meal, as it depends on the appliance and food, but dense food... But dense foods like potatoes or large cuts of meat take significant time. However, running a microwave for excessively long periods, 30 to 40 minutes over straight, risks fire, burning food, or damaging the microwave itself, especially with complex dishes or inappropriate containers. So it's safer to cook in intervals with stirring and so forth and so on. While not ideal for a full roast, microwaves, large meat portions require very long intervals and so forth and so on. But when you do that, a lot of the vitamins, and it dries out a lot of things. So it's not advised at all. By the way, I saw this, and let's see here, that microwaves generally do not have time on it for 2 hours. Let me see. I saw that somewhere. And where was it? Microwaves, heavy duty cycles, plastic containers, budgets. Microwaves have duty cycles, full code. I know in some microwaves you can, like for popcorn, you can hit popcorn, or there is something else. I don't know that. But I thought I saw where on, well, anyway. So anyway, I don't know many people are putting a full ham or a full roast in a microwave and putting it on for whatever time. So instructions, use common sense, be careful, and there you go. All right, so I'm going to go back to something I started earlier, and this has to do with the FCC. And this is the limit rollbacks from the FCC. Is signaling continuing momentum towards loosening media ownership limits. Now, again, I stated before I was able to finish that I think one of the worst decisions that Ronald Reagan ever made was the loosening up of the restrictions back then for ownership. I was just getting into radio at the time. This was in the early 80s. And what I noticed, and even the guys that I work with, because I was very fortunate, I had a lot of radio veterans who kind of took me under their wing. And they were explaining at the time when they heard this that this is going to harm radio, and it did. And the reason why it did is because you took a lot of the localization out of radio. And you had, particularly in two areas, in the 80s and also in the 90s, where you had basically either groups or just venture capitalists coming in and buying radio stations. The owners, they didn't care who was buying it because they were overpaying for radio stations. So you had people coming in that didn't know what the double hockey sticks they were doing. And they put a lot of inexperienced people into control of the radio stations. And as they were able to buy up more and more, then they became bigger groups, and these bigger groups did not give a damn about local interests. And you saw a decline in the playlist and the programming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because of that decision. And the same thing, if this continues as Carr wants this, will continue to happen. You'll have, you know, in many areas, you have, you know, a couple of radio groups that own most of the radio stations. And I worked for one of them at one time. And if you think about it, I was programming three radio stations, but I was getting a lot of the, well, not a lot, but some of the things I was supposed to do from somebody in Maryland. So what do the people in Maryland know about San Luis Obispo? Not much, but they own the radio group, and they would determine certain things in there. And it was a battle and very frustrating. So I don't think this is the best in, we like to hear, in public interest overall. But we'll see where it goes. All right, we got a couple of minutes left. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And okay, so that was that, and here we go. So as we wind down sometimes with, oh, little things that you may remember or not remember in Today in History. And it was on this day, a couple of things happened. Deadline for Iraq to withdraw its forces from Kuwait. They failed to meet it, resulting in the Allied forces invasion hours later. That was Desert Shield, 1991. Boy, that was on the news. The critically acclaimed TV series Hill Street Blues debuted on this day in 1981. Now, in its debut season, it won 8 Emmys. That was a record for the season at that time. That was a pretty good show. Was it Be Safe Out There? Another show debuted on this day in 1974, a spinoff of Love American Style. It was called Love and Happy Days. Of course, we know it as just Happy Days. Again, 1974. 1973 on this day, with peace talks imminent, the United States President Tricky Dick orders a halt to all bombing of North Vietnam by American planes. Ooh, this day in 1967. It's fun reading about this, some of these things during that time on a really big shoe. The Rolling Stones perform Let's Spend the Night Together, but were forced by Ed Sullivan to change the lyrics to Let's Spend Some Time Together. Mick Jagger and Bill Wyman rolled their eyes as they performed the altered lyrics. When they returned to the stage after their performance, they were wearing Nazi uniforms with swastikas. When Sullivan ordered them to change before going on stage, they left the studio. As a result, Ed banned them for a second time from performing on his show ever again. They had previously been banned from their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show due to chaos from the screaming fans. However, this ban didn't last long, and they would appear again in 1969. The Doors had the same issue with that, and there's been some stories over the years about Jackie Mason allegedly giving on stage Ed Sullivan the finger. I've read a couple of sides on that, and I still don't know whether it's true or not. And the first Super Bowl in 1967, the Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs in Los Angeles, and it was called the AFL-NFL World Championship game. Now, it didn't become the Super Bowl, obviously, until later. Now, this remains the only Super Bowl that was on two television networks. If you remember back in the day, NBC and CBS had either league. They would, you know, the games on the network. So both networks were allowed to televise the game. I remember, because we had it as a trivia question quite a few years ago, that the ticket price for the first Super Bowl was $10 way back in 1967. A little bit more money than that now, and we'll find out in a couple of weeks just who's going to be in that Super Bowl.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Paso Robles announced they'll begin street improvements to west side neighborhoods starting the week of January 19th. Construction will include concrete improvements at Maple and Pacific, followed by 8th and Olive, 9th and Olive, and fixed drainage issues on the north side of 13th Street between Spring and Vine. The Paso Robles Police Department announced there will be a DUI checkpoint held within city limits Friday, February 13th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoints are chosen based off data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on Josh Friedman. And he's been around the world, Ukraine and some other places, reported on the, well, current events. And he'll be on this afternoon talking about Venezuela. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.